following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey there, welcome to another Devo, Refuge Devo on a Wednesday. Hey, this is one of the things I think the Lord has been putting in my heart on a regular basis, so I thought I'd bring it to you once again. We've been talking about it on Sundays, and I thought I'd just once again hit this. A couple weeks ago, I handed out this little diagram or picture of what all the different ministries that we have here at Refuge and where you can serve and where you can plug in. And I think it was so important. And actually, we got a really good turnout, good response from y'all. And so thank you for wanting to plug in and getting serving at Refuge. And using your gift was the idea that we believe that God has given everyone a gift to use for the building up of the body of Christ. And so that's just been a common theme. And it's actually been good to have a couple conversations with some people about what gifting that they felt like God was calling them to start using here at Refuge. And I know our ministry leaders have been calling people and connecting people into their ministries and getting them serving, which is so awesome. And then I had this thought that I wanted to share with you here from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. And it's this idea that what we do is so important as the body of Christ, that as we're using our gifts, those using of the gifts is so important. In fact, here's what it says. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, here's what it says. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. And so there's this idea that here's these people who are leading and guiding, and these are particular callings that he's given some to use. And you might be saying to yourself, okay, well, I'm not those things. Those aren't my giftings or callings. But he said, listen, I gave you these people, these people who stand up as apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers for this purpose. Look at verse 12. He says, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. In other words, I've raised up a certain group of people to do work in ministry of the building up of the body of Christ so that people would know what their calling is and they would be equipped in those things. And so what I think as I look at what happened a couple Sundays ago as we handed out these particular forms was that people started to identify, hey, maybe God has called me to start to serve. Maybe that was you. And now I need to be equipped. I need to be built up in what it is that God has called me to do. I need to grow in those things. And I think that's so valuable that now that I've identified that there's a gift, I actually need to grow in that gift. And there are people who actually need to help me to grow in that gift. And so we come on a Sunday and we learn more about what it is to use those giftings. Verse 13, same one, Ephesians 4, chapter 13. Till I'm going to use these gifts. I'm going to build up the body of Christ till we come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. In other words, we're being built in a direction. We're going in a direction together. It's fullness of Christ. We want to look like him. We want to represent him well, that we're using these gifts to be building up the body of Christ so that we can move in a direction. Also, so we don't go in a wrong direction. That's so key as well. Like, we're being built into the direction, in the image of Christ, using our gifts for a positive thing, right? To look like Jesus. And so we don't go in the wrong direction. Verse 14, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning and craftiness of deceitful plotting. In other words, there's people plotting against the church, working against the church. The enemy is working against you using your gifts and the building up of the body of Christ. And so we are actually working against those things. So when we come together, we gather together, we study scripture, we learn the truth of the truth of God, the knowledge of God, the wisdom of God, and then we apply it, then we are actually working to be more like Christ, and we're actually fighting against the plot that would pull us apart. And here's how he closes, Ephesians 4:15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up, in other words, we may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. That's our direction. From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, and everybody's got a part in this, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the identifying of itself in love. So when we talk about using our gifts, using the things that God has called us to, our callings, we look at this idea that we keep on coming together and we keep identifying, here's a gifting that I have, I need to grow in it. As any, it's spring training right now for baseball, and there's a lot of young players that are trying to make a team. And they started off at one point in their abilities and in their gifting, and then year after year after year after year, they've built onto those abilities and those giftings, and they've worked hard to get to the point where they could maybe make that major league roster. And I would say for us, there's a moment where we identify our gifts as believers, and then we say, listen, Lord, I want to be used by you, and we grow in it, and we grow in it. And we have the Holy Spirit to work in and through us to use those giftings. And so I would just encourage you today, what is your gifting, and am I growing in it? And if I am, then I'm part of the body of Christ, and we're growing together to represent Christ so well. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.